Sack Gamers Podcast.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 102. Things get a bit touchy in camp during this episode of our Dungeon World adventure. Jack gets a fun little treasure while others in the camp fight over the shard, and there's a bet between Jack and Surtur. Guess who loses? Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Stop by our RPGCrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamer section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to Stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Enjoy the show.
That's good.
Okay. Yay!
Yay! All right, so now we're in, this is game 9?
10.
Episode 102. Episode 102, game 10. What are you doing?
I hit the video for Torchbearer, and I didn't mean to.
Okay, hi again. I'm Jeff.
I'm Todd.
I'm Doug.
I'm still Joe.
Jason.
Bill.
Roy.
And we are continuing on with our Dungeon World extravaganza. last time we played, the group had obtained the spear from the orcs, after they had fought the orc horde and killed the boss. That was the game before. And Taros had taken the spear. Taros being played by Jason over there had taken the spear. And then, Jack went in and saw, an old one-eye shaman type person in a yurt.
Ooh, someone burned down.
Oh, yurt. That does rhyme. It kind of rhymes with girth.
Mm-hmm. It's a stretch.
It's a short eye. Right. Anyway, so what do y'all remember from the last game?
Yurt's burned real good.
I have the spear.
I got a box.
I have the spear.
Okay.
I have
so,
the key.
Hang on. Introduce. Say who you are when you say.
I'm Todd. I'm Lenny.
Lenny has the spear.
Lenny has the spear, and it's nice.
And Cassandra. What's Cassandra remember? There, Doug.
Lenny met with Malevolex. Malevolex wants to meet all of us.
And
he wants back the shard.
And he saw the crying orc.
Emily was captured, yeah. Fat Jack met the orc mother. And,
Orc mother, I like that.
That's a nice name.
The orc mother.
Oh, I thought that's what she was.
I think Jeff only called her a shaman.
I call her one eye. Yeah.
One eye, old
she had like
orc,
she was missing an eye.
Orc mother.
Yeah, but that's good. I like that orc mother.
And I acquired a new minion named Ambrose.
That's right.
Yes.
Ambrose
the minion.
Yeah, but isn't he gone?
No.
Ambrose, he was Ambrose the orc. It almost got to a point where they're gonna, I think Taros was gonna stick him and then
fumbled.
And fumbled and the spear rejected Taros and it was picked up by Lenny. How about you over there, Regulus? What do you got?
Regulus was concerned about the well-being of Taros handling the spear. That's all I remember.
And Taros over the spear. Surtur lit the yurt.
Yeah.
The yurt. And.
Well, Jack said that there was an orc inside, so of course.
Okay, so.
I set it on fire. I also took a bunch of keys off of the dead orc chieftain.
Oh! And let's not forget Squiggy.
Oh, Squiggy and Squiggy,
away.
Yes.
Squiggy ran away.
That was at the end of the game when, we found who was on watch.
Squiggy
was. Ooh,
I was.
No, he was
I
on
was.
Watch.
We got into it with an orc patrol.
Right.
Yes.
Me and you, Lenny, ran out to fight him.
Right.
Well, we all did.
Well, we
and
all.
And then we woke everybody up,
yeah,
and then everybody we went and killed him.
Right.
Did we leave one alive, or was that the battle before?
Well, Ambrose was the one that was.
No, we,
oh,
yeah, we left.
Okay.
There's one alive.
Ambrose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and that was one of the. And this was after the big fight, because Lenny had been with Lenny had talked to Malevolax, and Malevolax sent him back with this imp. Okay, so Lenny was returned back with the imp Squiggy. Hello.
Hello.
And he smacked him against a tree,
mm-hmm.
tied him up, stuck him in your backpack. And that night when you all camped, made camp, he escaped, in the fight with the orcs. Okay. So.
Which, why did he run? We were planning on doing exactly what he wanted to do.
We got beat up
and tied to a tree. Lenny beat him.
A little bit.
Remember, the only thing I was sticking out of the bag was his little head. Crying with
an I thought that was for his own safety, though.
Yeah.
He was being secured.
Okay.
In case of such an emergency.
Okay. So, do anybody have any bonds they want to add? Anything they want to talk about? Alignment shifts? Different objectives for their alignment? Different alignment, maybe? Anything?
You going evil yet, Regulus?
No. If anything, I'm going even more lawful than lawful.
So, yes. Super lawful.
Fanatical lawful. That's the new alignment I just made up.
Oh, yes, well, yes, Taros. Jason.
I've got, two bonds, one of which I kind of tapped on a little bit was Regulus is a good man, I'll keep him from the shard. And the other one is Lenny will see that the shard is better in my hand.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Very nice.
Get on with it, Jeff. Jeez.
Okay. You all wake in the early dusk. Is there anything that you, any actions you all would like to take to kick the adventure off, kick the game off?
Is anybody still hurt?
We camp, and then we doled out XP after the fight.
And then our gracious GM said if you could still go up at the beginning of this session, then you can.
Okay. Then I'm going up.
Okay. Do you want us to go on?
Please.
Okay. Lenny has been troubled all night with nightmares.
Woe is me.
Just 100. I mean, it's like a fever dream almost. It's like 1,000 different ways to kill people.
Okay.
I mean, you're having dreams when you're spearing everybody in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Taros.
2 and 3 at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Working your way to the paladin. And you kind of wake up and no game effect at this point. Dark rings under your eyes. You know, cause you have not been sleeping well. And you kind of see, and your dreams are also sort of haunted by Squiggy.
He would be.
Hey, how you looking there, Elf? You okay, bud? You look like crap.
I feel
more so than usual.
I can deal with it.
Are you sure?
I can deal with it. Yeah. Yeah. But I
maybe you ought to hand off the spear to our, you know, our paragon of
goodness
over there.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
He might be able to counteract whatever this is, you know.
I'm fine.
Are you
Thank
sure?
You. Yes.
Are you positive?
Yep.
All right.
You should kill him. You should kill him. He looks tasty.
He looks you over like a lamb chop.
Nom, 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 nom.
The box.
Wow.
In the middle of the night. So you wake up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
You kind of hear.
On the box? From the box?
I don't know. It stops. You think it's coming from your pack. Under your pillow. And you pull your pillow up. Nothing. There's just a box there that you've hidden under the pillow. You lay your head back down.
I put my ear directly over top of the box.
It's a mimic.
I feel like I haven't seen that before.
Roll for initiative.
Do you have a wand of burning hands?
I got the one right here.
Okay.
Wubba wubba.
Yeah.
I took burning hands as a move.
You put your ear to the box.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you've just about convinced yourself, you've imagined it.
Hello? Hello?
It doesn't. There's no response from the box.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Why are you talking to a box? It's worse than him talking to the spirit.
That's how Jack copes. He likes to talk to inanimate things.
I put all my frustrations into this box, which has to be locked down since I've met you.
Why don't you give it to the good guy? He'll take care of it.
No.
He used to talk
my frustrations.
To a sock. This is an improvement.
My frustrations. I had a nice little bracelet, but you know how that happened. I'm not bitter.
Yes, you are. You stole that Regulus was trying to catch you in the act of stealing. Is that that bracelet you're talking about?
Maybe.
Okay. Ambrose, the orc.
Minion.
Cassandra, you wake up, and he's sitting about a foot from you. Legs crossed, arms crossed, staring at you.
Good morning, Ambrose.
Good morning. Morning.
How about you go find us some breakfast?
Okay.
He gets up and runs off.
Okay.
He runs?
Yeah.
I go after him.
The spear says,
he's a traitor. He's going to warn them. He's going to tell them where we are.
I'm running. I'm running after him. I attack him.
Lenny, it's okay.
I run.
Okay.
I don't even hear what she says.
I go after him.
All right. He runs. You guys are getting camp ready, packing up. He gets up. He runs off. Lenny immediately chases after him. Bolts. So, Cassandra, are you going to try to stop him? How are you going to try and do that?
So, one of the things I can do with arcane art is shake someone's mind clear of an enchantment. Is that relevant to the situation, or?
It didn't have to be because he chose to go after him and kill him. I could have made him make a roll if I'd wanted to, but he didn't. He just said, I'm going to go. I mean, he sort of volunteered that. So I don't know that, are you under an enchantment? Let's talk, maybe I'll ask you that. Are you enchanted by the spear, or is this sort of,
I think
you know, maybe somebody gave you a drink and told you to alcohol in it, and you think you're drunk, but you're really not, it's just coming out? Is this sort of...
There's a couple things going on, is that I haven't slept well, and all I see is an orc that I want to kill, that jumps up and is running away from camp, and nobody's doing anything about it, and that's not right. And boy, wouldn't it be nice to just shove this spear right through his back.
Oh,
because
it would make me feel so much better.
It would feel so good.
Because I enjoyed the cold embrace.
Say like Sting from
I will kill him, brother.
All I see is an orc.
I
will
kill
him! Okay. Go ahead.
Get him back up.
Okay.
But the spear tells me that it's a cold embrace that he longs for.
I want to run in front of Lenny and stop short to trip him.
Okay.
So Ambrose can scurry off.
Okay. Give me a, what's his name?
Defy danger dexterity.
Yes. Defy danger dexterity.
This might actually be.
Oh, hang on. What?
This might actually be able to be a hinder. That's a different move.
Yeah, but what does the hinder do?
Makes Lenny's task harder. Lenny wants to stab Ambrose.
Okay, well here's what you're gonna have to, catch him and stab him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or catch him okay, so that'll be a roll for you to catch him.
Okay.
Alright, so this would be a hinder.
Interfere.
Oh, okay, so this would be this would be an interfere on his action to catch him.
Hinder better.
Of course, that goes off of bond, so it'll be two dice plus the bonds she has with Lenny.
Okay.
It's called aid or interfere, and on a 10 plus, they either take plus one or minus two, whether you're aiding or interfering.
Is there something you want to do in this circumstance there, Regulus or Taros or Surtur?
Lenny, what are you doing?
I'm going after the orc that's running away.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
I lean over to Jack and say, kind of odds you give me on the orc getting away.
I think he's going to get away. I think he's going to get away clean. He's not going to come back damaged at all. 5-1.
All right.
Wow. 5-1?
That he's going to get away clean, yeah.
I'll take that bet.
Too bad you're running off.
I know.
Well, what are y'all betting?
Gold.
Gold.
Well, what's the initial bet? You give him 5-1, those are the odds. What's the bet?
I'm putting up 5, he's putting up, no, I'm putting up 1, he's putting up 5, right?
No, I put up 5, he puts up 1.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not putting up 25 and him 5.
That, no.
Okay.
We're poor little warriors and thieves.
And this is the bet, is that he's not going to get hurt by,
We can argue about what the actual bet was when you lose.
No. That's important. I'll go find out what happens.
No.
Well, you guys are making the bet as they're running. Cassandra, you've got a roll to make. And we'll deal with, we'll come right to your hyena roll here in a second. Do you want to, Regulus wasn't in that before he sort of jumped himself into that. You can try to hinder them if you like, or I'll give you an opportunity
interfere.
To try, interfere them. Interfere
hinder's
with them.
A better word.
Hinder's a better word. Interfere's a better word.
Sure. I mean, I yell out, stop, he's going to get breakfast, but yes, I will interfere.
Okay, go ahead.
Bacon, eggs.
So.
And we'll make this the same roll.
Is it my bonds with Regulus? Or
both.
My...
It'll be one roll. But we'll add your bonds for Regulus for the effect on him, and because one may succeed, one may fail.
Sure. Well, it's easy because I only have one bond with each. 7, 8. 8.
Okay.
On a 7 to 9, you also expose yourself to danger, retribution, or cost.
Aha!
Now the GM gets to play.
Expose yourself to danger,
yeah.
Retribution.
So we either get, I'm assuming we'll get a -2.
Mm-hmm. -2.
And then she also gets danger, retribution, or cost.
Okay. Let me think about that for a second. All right. With her yelling out, I don't necessarily have to be immediate. Look, we'll come back to
it.
I
have one. Okay. I think it might be too strong, but I have one.
What do you have?
She's yelling out to make them stop, distracting them. In the process, she strains her voice and has a -1 going forward for the rest of the day on anything involving performance?
Or for the rest of the interaction?
I don't know.
So she can get some tea with a little lemon in it?
Well, that makes sense. That follows the fiction. That sounds good. But I think the rest of the day is probably a little harsh.
Like I said,
you strain your voice, and let's just say,
-1.
Yeah, -1 forward. Not ongoing. So on the next bard ability you use.
Okay.
-1. You two sort of get distracted as she's like, no, don't run. With that's the -2.
Mm-hmm.
So make your agility rolls to catch Ambrose.
Now that's Dex, right?
Yeah, cause you're just trying to, it's just speed. Oh!
12. Boxcar.
You're gonna lose 5 gold. Regulus, what do you got over there?
As she comes out and she says something to me, I pivot and pirouette around her and go right on around him.
And the spear says,
yes.
Actually, I even use the spear. I kind of plant it down and spin around on it and just keep on going.
You pole vault over.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we striking?
No, this is to
just
catch
to get to him.
You're chasing, you're trying,
yeah,
you're
it's a dex.
Find danger, agility?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dex.
And you're at -2.
Dexterity.
Why am I -2?
Because she succeeded.
Oh, okay.
She partially succeeded.
Yeah.
But at a cost.
I didn't mean to roll the 20s out. Complete failure.
Okay.
Yay, you get an XP.
You, when she screams, you turn to look at her, and you run right into a tree.
Bonk.
And instead of damage, instead of hit point damage, let's just say you're stunned. What's that? -1 to...
Intelligence.
Shaky? Yeah. Is it shaky?
Shaky. -1 to dex?
Shaky.
Shaky.
Okay.
-1 to dex.
Oh, I see.
So
stunned was intelligence.
Stunned, -1 intel?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, stunned would work too. I'll give you your pick. It doesn't matter to me.
I'll go with shaky.
Okay. So, Lenny disappears into the woods after Ambrose, who was running off to get a brace of conies for his savior woman.
Bears would be good too.
Brace of conies.
Smoking a kipper.
All right, you catch up to Ambrose, who's
heck yeah.
Just, and he sees you coming, chasing after him, and you all hear.
Cassandra!
Make your roll. Yeah, Taros is changing into a hyena.
And that'll be a 6.
Oh!
XP!
Okay, what if you fail? Let's see.
He stops for a while and coughs up a furball.
Yeah, 6 less today.
But it's experience.
But it's
experience. Right.
And so you're shape changing. I'll come back to that. I'll
only
come back to the failure.
Do you want to do their bet, or you want to do anything?
No, bet, first? Bet's depends not,
well, they're,
on
they're
you
talking
all.
About the bet.
Okay.
No, we're back to you. All right. Go ahead and finish doing what all you right. plan on doing.
All right.
What do you plan on doing?
Oh, it's going to go I'm
badly for Ambrose.
Yeah. Now that I see him and he's sitting there, he has a war cry that he has just bellowed out for some reason. I have no idea why. Obviously, he's calling all the other orcs, which might prove well as, you know, to satiate the bloodlust that I have at the moment. But I mean, I've got to squelch that. So I'm coming up behind him like a wild banshee, and I'm going to go ahead and just take him out. I'm going to skewer him like you never even.
You are having way too much fun. I'm just sitting here waiting. I'm just watching. You're just rambling almost. You're like, you're so excited about this. All right, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
What do you got?
So what's that just going to be? That's a...
It's a hack and slash.
Okay. 2d6 plus strength. 8, 9.
9. Okay. You come running up at him. You can get your attack off.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to try and wrest the spear from your hands.
Ooh.
So you get your attack off, but he may, if you, you're going to have to do a strength roll before you get your attack off on him. Well, you get your attack off,
uh-huh.
but he has a chance of pulling the spear out of your hands if you don't kill him.
Okay. So do I get any damage, bonus to damage, or is it just whatever my damage is?
It's your damage. It's
okay.
your damage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 8.
Oh, yeah.
Come right through him. And I stick him.
He gets it.
And I put the end of the spear in the ground, and I lift him up, and he just slides down.
Rats.
As Cassie comes running up behind you, he looks at you like,
I trusted you.
And he's got his hands on the spear, and he's about to rest it, but he dies.
Healing.
So you get plus 3 hit points.
Cool.
And plus 1 forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel pretty rested now.
Wow. That was nice.
You feel good. Actually, I think you need to make a roll, though.
What kind?
We need to do a wisdom roll there on the resist the taste of souls.
What kind of roll? Talking into the microphone?
Resist the taste of souls. It's a homebrew action. It's roll plus wisdom.
10.
Okay. And you feel the evil, and you're like, it's all right. I need a little pick me up. I don't need the evil right now. Thank you.
Hair of the orc.
So you get the boon. And I don't know if you all remember, I sent an email. If you get a 10, you stand strong, you resist the evil wave crashing over you, and you get the evil boon. 7 to 9, you resist. You must refuse the evil boon, or you may accept the evil boon, but you suffer a -1
forward
to a will test against the spear. And if you fail, you suffer -1 going to a test of wills. No. The spear gets to pick your next move, I think is what we talked about. The spear chooses your next move.
Okay.
But
I didn't do any of that, so
no.
I feel good, and...
And you've killed Ambrose the orc. So.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Named character.
Lenny, you monster. Ambrose wasn't hurting you.
He had his war cry going. Cassandra, there was all kinds of other orcs that are on the way over here now.
He begged you to stop. You're a monster. I go over and pull the spear out of him and drop the spear.
Oh, no, you didn't pull the spear out of him. Spear's in my hand.
Okay, good. I don't want to touch your spear.
No.
Okay. All right, so you guys are sitting there. You're weeping a little bit, crying a little bit over Ambrose. One, sure. You did over poor Emily.
She's a monster.
So's Ambrose.
It was Ambrose.
Ambrose is an orc. He's
Regulus is sort of clearing.
He didn't need a little girl.
At the moment, you guys are over there. You go to find out.
No, I'm not gonna. We'll wait.
We heard. Yes.
I was gonna go find out to interfere.
Okay, you go, Taros. To change into a hyena, you step into the woods, and you crouch down, and you start to, you're about to shape change. And you look up, and Squiggy's standing there. And he looks at you, and he puts a little finger to his lips, and he goes,
I can't carry this spear, I'm too little.
He's only like 18 inches tall. he's not very big. I mean, he's like, you're at eye, you go down like on all fours and you're still, your eyes are still above his. He's, and he's not that close to you. You just sort of see him peeking at you. And he says,
you get me the spear and my boss will be very happy with you. He will reward you.
Can I grab it?
You can try.
I'm gonna grab it. And I don't mean like just, I'm gonna put my full body on him to crush him onto the weight. By weight.
So you're gonna try to hurt him?
Just penny.
Okay. Hang on. Give me a...
We got a different kind of move over there for that one, or is it?
No, I think...
Type of hack and slash?
It's not a hack and slash. I think it's just a defy danger, but it's gonna be, and I'm trying to distract, is it gonna be strength or...
I think you could do it as a... modified hack and slash. Yeah. He's not trying to do damage. He's trying to capture him, but.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, it's gonna, which is basically a defy danger strength. You just gonna like, are you gonna try and fake him out or are you just gonna reach out and grab him? Just be real quick. Alright, give me an agility.
Oh yes. Rolling up that experience.
We're waiting tonight, fellas.
Okay. You haven't made a roll yet, have you? Let me pull this guy up real quick.
Come on. That's what Talos was trying to do.
What's that?
Pull him up.
I got you now.
If you're gonna hum a little tune there, I'd Girl of Ipanema, if you don't mind, that'd be nice.
Do you know your way to San Jose?
Huh? It's not the song.
I know. Da 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 da. Is that,
that's the same song you just did.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Do you know the way
to San Jose? Well, how does it go? How does it go?
Do, 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 do.
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay.
The girl from Ipanema.
You go and he goes and he flames you.
Oh,
fire sprays out and he's like,
you wanna, you I'm just with it.
You got crispy dog.
Alright, so give me a D6.
Two.
No armor. Ignores armor. And
do we hear it?
And he,
I don't know about you, but.
Well, they were being pretty quiet. No, you don't. You all don't.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can do a discern. You could
do the gamblers over here.
Actually, I'll give them a chance over here. And you can too, but you've knocked yourself on the head.
Shake out of it and see Ambrose's body.
No, you're not. They're about 30, 40 feet into the woods when he kills Ambrose. Okay, what we're talking about is, do they hear this with the imp?
I want to follow the sounds of where everybody is.
Okay, I mean.
We're actually
Taros,
split up.
Yeah, they're split up. Actually, you're in three groups right now. You are back at camp, where you hit the tree with Surtur and Jack. Who are exchanging money over the bet. Or they're about to. Taros sort of stepped into the woods and got ready to shape change, but encountered Squiggy, who he tried to grab and then got breathed on. Meanwhile, off in the distance, you hear Cassie now yelling. You heard, ah, Cassie, get out of here! And then you hear Cassie yelling.
That's the direction I'm going.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's come back to this. Give me discern realities. Give me discern realities and, to hear the burst of flame. But he turns and runs. I mean, I don't know that they can.
Is that, wisdom? Discern realities?
Yes.
Wisdom?
Yeah. Failed.
Yes.
You failed? Failed?
Well, six.
Okay. No wisdom?
Nope. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I got
Would
a
I
10.
Be hanging out with
you? You got
people?
A 10? All right, he goes. Surtur goes, what was that? Surtur hears it, and you're distracted, and you give him an extra gold.
Oh.
Okay. That's actually good. I like that.
You're counting out to go one, two. What was that?
Coins, right?
Two.
And that's what we got on here, coins. Yeah.
Yeah, you're one, two. What was that?
two, three, four. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and subtract those. So
we can deal with it later, but I'm going to subtract them.
Okay, so he, hang on, Taros, he turns to run. What do you do?
Go for him again.
Okay, go ahead. You hear him, but he was in the process of.
I got a 10.
So I know, so you hear it happen. Go.
Is it still agility, or is this going to be strength? Since I'm actually going to try to force him down to the ground.
You got to grab him. He's quick. He's moving around.
All right, 10.
Okay, you grab him. Go ahead. What do you got? You get him in your hands. And you hold his, like, grab his head and hold his mouth shut so he can't.
Well, I think
about flame on you again.
What happened here recently is, I would like that one answered, which is what just happened here.
Yeah, you hear a little burp of flame. And you're like, come here, you little.
See a little flash of light in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, and you can't. I mean, what else? You get three of them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Smell some burning hair.
What is about to happen? And what should I be on the lookout for?
He's probably going to try to get away again.
And so, the imp.
And what should you be on the lookout? You hear a knocking coming from when he's putting his coins away. You hear sort of another, a weird little knock. Sound coming from somewhere on Jack's person.
That comes from what is about to happen?
What should he be looking out for?
Oh, what should he be looking out for? Okay.
How big is this box?
It's funny because we're making hand signs.
For all of you listening at home, listen. This is how big it is.
So it's
that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's
exactly
a little right.
Bigger than a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah. About the size of a Rubik's Cube. Same volume, but flatter and wider.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
your standard looking jewelry box.
Yeah, like a little jewelry box. Maybe 3 inches by 6 inches or something.
Ooh, does it play music when it opens?
Well, you
have to open it first. Right now it's locked. Okay, Regulus, you show up over here with, Cassie as he's pulling the spear out. And he looks much better than he did when you saw him 3-4 minutes ago.
Boy,
I feel good.
Lenny?
I mean, the circles are gone from under his eyes. Yeah. He looks a little refreshed,
You want some breakfast?
What, this dead orc?
No, I'll cook something. I feel great.
I'm going to animate the body of the orc.
What?
You can do that?
That's cool. You can do that?
I'm going to make us an orc zombie.
And that's not evil?
Nope. That's my cleric spell. My level 3 spell.
What level are you?
I'm a cleric level 3. No, what level are you? I'm level 4.
Yeah, but I don't think you can cast a spell equal to your level.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can memorize your level plus one.
Level plus one.
And you can memorize your cleric level. If he's level 4, then his cleric level 3.
I thought you could memorize up to your level, but you could not memorize. I thought he would have to be at least 5th before he could do a 3rd.
No. As long as they total up, your
because
cleric
then you
level
couldn't cast
plus
a,
one.
Does it say that?
Because then you couldn't cast level 1 at level 1.
Yeah, it's in the magic section of the book. I just read it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I gave up everything except magic weapon and animate that.
Go ahead.
This is exciting.
That is creepy.
Mm-hmm. Fear not, Cassandra. I will bring this wretched orc back to life. You invoke a hungry spirit to possess a recently dead body and serve you. This creates a zombie that follows your orders to the best of its limited abilities. Treat the zombie as a character. But with access to only the basic moves, it has a plus one modifier for all stats and one hit point.
So you can kill it
again? Zombie also gets your choice of 1d4 of these traits.
You can kill it again.
So we can satisfy the shark. Every time it has a fit, we can kill the zombie and I can bring it back.
It's not living.
It doesn't have a soul.
It has a hit point.
I invoke a hungry spirit to possess it.
But not the original spirit. Spirit's a spirit.
I think this is
sticking.
It's a spirit.
It's a spirit.
You could be putting the spirit of a dead child into the body of an orc.
You're not there.
The star doesn't
I'm
care.
I'm talking player. I'm talking player to player here.
The shark.
Send him an
care.
Email after the game.
let's
try to make sure that you know this whole thing works.
Because that sounds like an evil
thing to me.
Kind of sounds a little evil to me too. I mean, raising zombies.
Stormlord.
Zombies.
No rest for the wicked.
Zombies.
He must pay for his crimes in his afterlife.
It's all in how you paint it.
That's right.
That if is... it was evil, it would be a cleric spell.
Well, what alignments do you have available as a cleric?
Good, evil, awful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, evil, and lawful.
Clerics can be good, evil, and lawful. Raising zombies.
It's an orc. It's not the zombie of a small child.
I'll put it to the table. To me, I'm not gonna take part in a vote, but I want to ask the table what they think.
What's the name of the spell?
Animate dead. Not raise zombie.
Yeah, animate dead.
Animate a buddy.
Yeah, there's nothing necromantic about that.
Necromantic isn't necessarily evil.
Yes, it is.
It's an orc. I'm not raising the spirit of a small baby child.
But the intent of the spell is what you need to look at. I mean, are you raising it just because you want to, you know, do something from Pet Cemetery with it, or do you want to just use it as
Ambrose was our friend. Cassandra is obviously disturbed at the fact that you went on a bloodlust.
Ambrose was never our friend.
Indebted to us.
He was Cassandra's friend.
He might have been Cassandra's friend, but he wasn't our friend.
He was indebted to us.
He's an orc.
Does Cassandra want Ambrose raised and walking around as a corpse?
Are you going to ask me?
He just said he's going to bring it back from the dead.
No, he just said he cast. He didn't say anything about telling us he was going to do it. Cast. Right.
Well, I kind of want to get a feeling from the table.
Are we discussing this ahead of time?
I figured we could use Ambrose as a pin cushion for the shard. Shard acts up. We kill Ambrose.
That doesn't benefit us.
We
need the shard to kill Malevolax.
Yeah.
If the shard takes control of one of us before we get there, we don't get to kill Malevolax. You can make a rational case for what he's asking.
But doesn't killing with the shard make it easier for the shard to go, take over the person who's wielding it?
Right? Only if the person has cold dice.
Mm.
Which can happen.
Yes.
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 Do you feel lucky, Punk? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
No. Well,
there's
kinda,
a reason I'm not picking it up.
I'm kind of
did I roll a six
see,
or 12?
I'm kind of interested to see how this plays out with Cassandra anyway. When you said, I'm going to bring him back. Looking over the spell, I know there's nothing there that says it's evil.
No.
Historically,
this is supposed to be a progressive game. And I would say cast aside your pre-created.
No, the game is old school with modern rules. And the old school feel is that is evil, dude.
What's more modern than satisfying?
What is good? Turning undead or controlling undead?
I believe it's crush your enemies, see them driven before you, to hear the lamentation of the women.
Yeah, you crush your enemies, you don't crush your enemies, see them driven before you, hear the lamentation of the women, and then raise them again to do it all over the next morning.
I do if it's an orc and it saves my friends. That is a good intention of an orc zombie.
Yeah, and good intentions never lead to evil.
No. Yeah, you didn't give us a evil sentiment spear to play with either.
Yeah. Yeah, but I told you it was evil when I gave it to you, didn't I?
Well, to me, this is a sound economical.
No, but,
solution.
But looking at the rules, I don't think you can just reanimate it over and over again.
No.
Because it specifically says destroyed.
Yeah, you can only do it once.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are we using them as a mule? If we're using them as a mule, then I don't see necessarily where this is an evil thing.
Fat Jack says, fine, enslave them.
Fat Jack ain't there!
As the guy who's playing flat fret.
Let's keep going.
I don't
want to
do this if it's going to be an evil act and I lose my halo and I fall off my quest and I'm not.
Well, I make no guarantees if you roll a six.
That's fair.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, you get a nice. Yeah.
I mean, here's
the
thing.
Although I could see
if you're successful with it, fine. But I think there could be an evil bent to it that I may bring out on a six. I mean, I think that's the fair trade-off.
But only a six. You roll a one? No, it's fine.
Snake eyes.
I am so down with
like,
this.
It'll be awesome. Snake eyes. You find yourself looking out from the body of the orc.
Oh, my God.
No, I
what do
no.
you do?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I just hope you don't die and they raise you.
We won't. We'll leave you dead.
That's awesome. You put the dryad spirit in it.
You killed my back.
That would be. That's.
I'm here for vengeance.
Roll high, Joe.
You'll plant the seeds of life.
Not high enough.
No! Not today. Hard way four the hard way.
The six with my wisdom modifier.
That would be a
still one
too
short.
Hey, you got an XP.
XP.
And a dozen zombies rise out of the ground.
What happens if you fail with your spells?
Hard way four pays six.
Well, that was
one.
A fail. I think
that's
it's all on you.
No,
I think.
No,
I lose it. I draw them.
No. That's if you cast
that's a four
it, yeah.
to. That's a 7 to 9.
Okay.
I think if it's a failure,
I think,
it's
no,
up to you.
I like that. I really, Jay, that's, and it makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does.
It makes perfect
what
sense.
What have you done to me? My trees, I must plant trees, come help.
Oh, Ambrose the Orc now flirts with the paladin.
You in a rotting corpse.
The, alright.
I don't have the thing that,
yes, that's alright. You, the orc, Ambrose, the body, starts to move. Its eyes open, and it looks at you, and it says,
hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Hello, my ragtime guy.
No, it says,
hair like dawn, so beautiful. Give us a kiss.
Ambrose was a male orc, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This has gotten weird.
And had a much higher voice than that.
Now it is weird.
This is weird.
Well, the spirit doesn't change its voice or anything.
Right, maybe
so,
it was this, maybe the hungry so, spirit I called on was a female.
Cassandra?
Regulus, what did you do?
Yeah, you can tell that this is, the orc is just sort of still got a big gaping hole that you can pretty much blow on. You know, you can hear the wind blowing through. Yeah, he didn't bring the orc back from the dead. The orc is still dead and rotting. You know, not yet, but it's not looking as hot, and it hasn't really gotten up yet. It's sort of shambling to its feet. Let's come back over here. We spend enough time with this for the moment, unless Cassandra's got something she wants to. What have you done? Right,
Ambrose. I'm sorry. I draw my sword and put it back to its grave.
Go ahead and roll.
Okay. Oh, that's a six.
That was a lot of experience.
A lot of experience
this
every day.
Thing. All right, so you pull your sword out and you go to stab Ambrose.
It's not Ambrose anymore.
Says you. Says you. And
it's Ambrose.
Ambrose.
And I'm gonna come back because I need to think about this for a second because I just don't want to deal damage. You know, I could have it attack you back. That's kind of weak.
Can I give it a trait?
Well, especially since it's under his, well, no, that was a failure. Maybe not.
Yeah, no, he attacked. Failure was that it's the Dryad. He brought it back and it's the Dryad. It's got the spirit of the Dryad in it.
But is it under Regulus's control?
Did it go, I mean, are you going to let it be, spell goes off and I give it a trait and like normal?
I think you give it a trait, but it's not under your control.
If it's under Regulus's control, then Regulus would control it.
Yeah, because you failed, I don't think it is. I think what's happened is you kind of, the evil spirit that you pulled into this thing is the spirit of the Dryad that's in the woods that's sort of followed you all here.
So it's under its own, so attacking back would be reasonable.
But does it get a durable, talented, functioning brain? Do I pick one of these?
No, it's 1d4. And you get to choose however many that you have, whether it's talented, durable, functioning brain, or does not appear obviously dead.
If it was a successful cast, but it's not, so it's in the realm of the GM.
Oh, so it's not a successful cast?
No.
Oh, okay, well then yeah, don't roll.
I'm gonna give it a functioning brain, but it's the mind of the Dryad.
Yeah.
But it's still, in every other way, it's a rotting corpse. It's walking around.
Oops, we'll kill it.
Well, it says you can end the spell, so.
On a successful again.
Yeah, but see, this is a successful casting. This is now an abomination.
Yeah, he kind of missed it.
Right.
Because you're nice.
Yeah, but I don't have to sustain the spell.
So, but
you
I don't know. That means
not.
He's not taking the minus
see,
one.
See, you failed, no. So you're not in control of the spell.
No.
Okay, so I don't take minus one anymore.
Nope.
I wouldn't say so.
No, that's a...
That's only on
a
success. Yeah. Basically what's happened is the spell misfired, and now you've got a free-willed undead walking around.
That thinks you're cute.
Well, I can blame it.
Getting a very being human vibe.
Yeah. And it, when you go to, here's what we'll do. When you go to stab it, it uses you as a, it grabs you, puts you between him and Regulus and Lenny. And it shambles off from the woods, going,
"My tree! My tree!"
Okay.
Ooh. Sorry, Cassandra,
That was creepy.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
That was a little weird.
You don't say that every day.
Alright.
That's coming back to haunt.
You're hanging on to, you now realize that he's over there. He's been holding. Alright, so let's catch you guys up over here with, Taros and Surtur and
Jack.
Bad Jack. What do you want to do with the,
I'll come out slow, make sure I got a good grip on it.
Mm-hmm. You got it. We'll let it ride.
Just gonna start walking out and wait for everybody else. And just
okay, you see him come through the woods, but you're not. You see him sort of stand up as he's coming and saw the whole thing, Surtur. Is there anything you want to do?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
I'm fine. Jack is fine. Yeah, it's bothering the crap out of me.
You want to do anything about that? That sort of knocking in the box?
Not at the moment. I'm gonna let it play out a little bit.
Well, while we're waiting for the rest of them to get back with Ambrose's corpse, I'm assuming.
they're not gonna have any proof.
we heard the scream.
Yeah, but Ambrose walked away. He's not dead.
He fell down for a few seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna pull out that key ring that was on the orc and look through them to get a sense of what's on there.
Oh, okay. Well, due to certain reality.
They're keys.
They all look, you can't tell one from the other. You could try sticking them in there and turning them and see if that made
it. Well, I don't know if there's a box.
Yeah, but no, sorry. Oh, I thought,
The box isn't out. I was doing that thing.
Box? Who's talking about a box? I wouldn't talk about a box. Were you talking about a box? I wouldn't talk about a box.
I wouldn't talk about a box.
Okay, so yeah, you pull the keys out and you don't discern anything about them.
Well, I'll tuck them back away in my pouch along with my 6 gold coins.
Okay. Okay. You all come back and you find he's standing there, Taros is standing there with, I assume, are you going to chase after the orc?
No, I'm going to let him go because he's going to rot away and it'll be more fun to have him come back later.
You guys return to camp.
Yep.
Where you see Taros standing sort of in the middle of camp. Holding on to Squiggy, and Squiggy's just
like, "My buddy, thought you could get away, didn't you?
Are you gonna stab him too, Lenny?
I just might.
You might not want to hold him."
Yeah, the spear says,
"Can't go back. Can't go back."
No, but I tell you what,
kill him, emissary. He's an emissary. Kill him,
Squiggy. We're gonna tie you up, and if you have any problems, cause me any problems, we'll hold you a little bit longer, but it'll be in the belly of the bear.
Spear, would you kill him?
Not yet.
Make a roll.
Wisdom?
Yes.
No, I want to kill him now!
Object.
Where is he?
He satisfied the shard's blood need.
This is something different.
Boom. I go after him.
After him? He's being held by Taros. Taros, he wants to kill the...
Drop him!
How do we get through the tree? Because we need him to go back to the one demon. But I'll open his mouth towards him.
He says,
"You will get back if I'm dead. You'll never leave this place. You'll never leave."
Speak quick.
Or
you're going to die. What is it, parlay?
Finally, somebody's got leverage.
Mm-hmm. This is leverage. Well, wait a minute. What are you doing there? Spears?
I'm going after him, and he's holding him out.
He says speak quick. He's going to try and stick him.
I'm going to run over and try to
rinse. I mean, it's not, you're not getting it. You're going to have to beat him, in some way to keep him away from him. Like, he's going to chase you around with the spear, basically, because he's trying to kill him. If you're going to sit there with speak, he's going to run up and stick him. So.
Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold him towards Todd like I'm going to allow Todd to stick him.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't talk.
Okay.
Sandra's going to try to run over and wrench the spear out of Lenny's hands. Lines up to run it. I'm going to try to pull it out.
Do you want to pull out of his hands? You're just trying to stop him. You're trying to get the spear.
I want him to drop it. I don't necessarily want to be holding the spear. Disarm. But that sounds like a great consequence. But yes, I want to knock the spear out of his hand.
Okay. You see him start to move.
I mean, he pulls up the spear and he's like, let him go. I'm going to stab him, right? I run over to wrench it out of his hand.
Oh, okay. He never said the words, let him go. I think he's like, I'm going to kill him.
Well,
give me a clue. Okay, well, let me ask you guys, what do you think we need to resolve here first? He's pointing the spear. He's holding Squiggy. And he says, talk fast.
Parlay needs to resolve first. Because that'll take me time to get over there. And he can sit there and go, all right, you need to talk now.
Okay. Go ahead.
Nine.
And what does that give you?
That gives him a nine.
On a hit, they ask you something different. You can make a problem. Oops. Let's see. Leverage is something they need or want. On a hit, they ask you for something. And do it if you make the promise first. On a 7 through the 9, they need some concrete assurance of your promise. Right now.
Right now.
That's right. He says,
keep me alive and I'll show you where the portal is.
Cut his arm. Turning.
Okay, he's protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Cut his arms off.
Now
I think Cassandra would come into play.
Okay,
now,
so Cassandra,
now I hesitate. Because now she can come
when
into
she
play.
Was, and she walked back to the woods with you. You guys are basically standing near each other. She can just reach over and grab.
Well, but my point is that then I would have argued that I'm going to stick him first before she can even
Well,
have
I
an
think
option.
You still want to stick him. You're still going to try.
Well, I'm still going to try, but now I hesitate.
Talos has now turned his...
Yeah, because I don't
want to
attack him. I don't want to attack Talos.
Taros, sorry.
Talos, other game, right?
Other game.
Yeah. I don't want to attack Taros, but I do want to get Squiggy, but when he turns him and blocks him, and I guess you kind of shield him with your own body, I hesitate because I don't want to hurt him.
But can he hesitate? It's his character. I should think so.
Yeah, but
it's okay. I mean,
that's what I'm asking.
My bloodlust is after the imp.
Well, you're actually being controlled at this moment by the spirit.
Yeah, that's a different one.
Yeah, okay, so you can get the imp by stabbing through the druid into the imp.
I couldn't I? No, I still don't.
Yeah, well, he could do that, but I don't think it's cool. I mean, Jason's over there nodding with Taros.
You got to do what you got to do.
I think that'd be kind of neat.
You're not going to kill him with one shot.
It'd be interesting.
Unless it sucks his soul.
Unless it sucks his soul.
Plenty of healers here.
But you raise the spear.
Yeah.
I mean, hesitation or not. Mm-hmm. You raise the spear. He's turning away. It's like, and Cassandra reaches over.
That's my question. And this is a question that comes to the point of...
This is a conversation.
Of GMing the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point, if I understand what your job here is Doug should tell you exactly what he's going to do. I'm going to grab the spear. I'm going to hit his arm and knock it, you know.
He said Cassandra was going to try and wrench it from his hand.
Okay, so that means he's putting his hands on the spear. Her hands on the spear, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that would
I am touching the spear, trying to wrench it out of his hands.
That would have consequences then, too, in case...
Should she pull it from his hands?
Exactly.
Sure.
Well...
I'm just making it clear.
Hang on. Okay.
I think it could also be what his role is. For example, if he makes his roll up high enough with a 10, then he is actually able to yank the spear out with a 7 through 9. There's the hesitation, because they're fighting over the spear. And if he goes lower than that, then Todd sticks me along with the imp.
That's
maybe, yeah. Let's let the dice tell us. Where we are is he's gonna try and pull the spear out of his hands. Cassandra's gonna try and pull the spear out of his hands. Let's find out what happens with that.
Yeah.
And then we'll move forward instead of trying to hypothetical. What's
all
right.
All to death. Yeah.
Let him roll the dice. Yes,
absolutely. Right.
Go
roll.
It's a moot point. Dex, it's an 11.
No strength.
Strength, that's a 9.
It's not a moot point.
So it's a success.
Cause
but
you're just trying to rip it out of his hands. I mean, it's not like you're having to, you just grab it, pull.
How can he leverage?
I say he's got it and the spear starts talking to her.
That would definitely be reasonable.
The spear tries to influence her.
Yeah. She don't want to give
Here's,
up.
Here's, you touch the spear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can get it out of his hands, but the spear says.
You'll do too. Stick him. Stick him. Kill that imp.
That's great.
Now wisdom roll.
Or you can go, holy crap, this thing's talking to me. and let go.
I want to jerk it out of his hands and drop it.
Doesn't work that way. Well, if you win.
That's what I want to do.
So you jerk it out of his hands.
That would have been a 10.
You jerk it out of his hands.
But it's not.
And now it's in your head. Make a roll.
Wisdom.
XP. Oh, it says,
oh, so pretty.
And you also see
evil
the light and the beauty, the glowing that you all know is Cassandra just drain right out of her. And she turns and she goes, yeah! And she goes, and she's going to come at.
So the imp right this minute, since I turned and protected him, he's spilling his guts on how to use the portal, correct?
No, he's
happened a bit fast.
His response was, keep me alive and I'll tell you.
You have to keep me alive, and you have to live up to that. I mean, if you don't, I mean, it's a bargain. You make a promise.
Yeah, if you let him die, he won't tell you.
Yeah, he's not going to tell you. You're going to have to keep him alive, and he'll take you to the tree.
I'll take you to the tree. Just keep me alive. Get that spear away from me. Get it away from me. It's scary.
I kill the imp.
You try.
You attack the imp. All right, so Cassandra.
Whatever's
Cassandra
in the
comes
way.
To attack the imp. Charges, Cassandra charges at Taros holding the imp. Now, Taros, what are you going to do about that?
I'm going to run past her and shape change to a vulture carrying the imp. Then take off.
Very nice. All right, so we're going to need an agility roll to defy danger to get past her.
Nine.
Here's your choice. You can get past her and make your shape change, but the spear's going to get you. Or you can dodge out of the way, but you drop Squiggy right there on the ground. And then you continue on moving and shape change and fly away.
I'll take the shot.
Okay.
So is he roll or
you
got
to roll damage?
Yeah, roll your damage.
This might kill you.
Nah.
4.
Okay, hang on.
Plus.
And
on a successful hack and slash, you have to roll your wisdom.
8.
Shard deals double damage to you.
So
8.
So double so the 4, or did I roll twice?
No, you. Let's just double it. It's just
8.
Double damage.
Okay.
Yeah. So you take 8 damage as you feel the cold just sort of suck out of you. You're like, but now you can shape change and try and fly away. And you're holding on to
Squiggy.
13.
Yeah, and he goes and takes off with Squeak.
I throw the spear at him. That's what spears are for. I throw it as hard as I can.
The spear won't let you. Spear doesn't want to be thrown.
Make a roll.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. The spear, well, you did exactly what the spear asked you to do.
Yes. I'm still doing what the spear wants.
Yeah.
I throw it at him as hard as I can.
Yeah, make a roll.
Wisdom, yeah.
Make a wisdom roll. Cause the spear likes to be,
hold on now.
Wisdom?
Yes.
That's an eight.
Yes.
The spear will leave your hands and let you throw it, but you're going to throw it at somebody else. It's like,
oh, you've denied me.
Somebody else here needs to be hit, or you can just hang on to it.
Somebody else. Come on, man.
So you can release it from your hands and let it go. And you'll be free of it. Your character, I'll tell you, your character will be free of the spear when you let go of it. But you've got to make a choice. Here's the hard bargain. You got to pick somebody and throw it at them. So one of these other guys.
Hey, I'm not in the middle of this.
It's your choice. You can hang onto the spear.
You mean the other two guys?
No, because Lenny's there, Regulus is there, Surtur's there.
I'm Jack's still there. Sitting on the ground.
But we're back at camp.
But you're
they're
still there.
We're all at camp.
You're all at camp. This is all going on at camp.
he's still counting his gold. How come I'm so one short?
Is that fair?
I think it's fair.
Okay. Congo. All right. I need to be checked every now and then. I don't want people to think I'm being kind of an a-hole here. I think that's fair considering what we're dealing with here.
I hold on to it.
Spear says.
We'll get him. Oh, we'll get him.
Okay. So she turns around with bloodlust in her eyes and starts to, you know, like, she's gonna, rah! And then she calms down a little bit and just clutches the spear to her side and just holds on to it.
Hmm. Well, I...
And what, Terrace, where do you go? What do? You just, I'm gonna, you know, it says stuff melts, but I don't think that includes living creatures. And he starts clawing at you.
Let me go. We'll go to the tree. Let's go to the tree right now. I'll take you to the tree.
Back to the one by the dryad.
That was about a day away.
Traveling on ground, correct?
Yeah, but still, it's going to take you a few hours.
So they're not coming after me? I go about 300 yards away and shape change back. Say, where's the tree? The nearest tree.
He says,
how do I know you? No, we'll go. I'll take you to the door. And we'll go through the door together. And that's the only way I'm going to be safe. If I tell you where the tree is.
That's not what I asked him. I asked him how to use the tree.
You've got
to
keep me alive.
How do I know you're not going to take me back?
I asked him how to use the tree.
How do you use the tree? He says. Well, I guess he is safe now as he's gotten away.
You have to know the magic words.
And they are. No rock to rock.
He will tell you some magic words.
Wubba wubba.
That's too easy. Yeah, at least whatever. Wubba wubba.
Thank you, Mr. Salvatore.
Yeah. Oh, but it only works for one particular tree. Each tree is different.
It could be wandering up and down the forest.
Huh?
Does he have wings?
You promised to keep me safe. Why are you asking? Because you're going to drop me?
Well, I can't talk in bird form anyway.
Well, why are you asking if he has wings?
Because you want to know.
Because you want to drop him. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You promised to keep him safe if he told you the truth. If he told you what it was.
Which tree?
He says, ah.
I'll show you.
I thought you couldn't talk to him.
I'll take you to it. He shape changed.
Okay.
I'll take you to it. I'll take you to it.
Come on. Hey,
I actually let him go, and I'll follow behind him.
He.
Come this way.
He heads off to the woods.
Walk this way, Marshall.
Okay, back at camp. Back at camp.
Well,
Surtur, you were talking.
I see that Cassandra is clearly distressed.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, I can give her something for that. I'm going to cleave the spear. Just casually walk up to her and then cleave the spear.
Oh!
No!
The spear?
Yes.
You mean break it in two?
With my
ass? No, absolutely not. And I guess we're a couple of feet apart, if
I'll
that.
I'll tell you,
right?
why don't you give me a Defy Danger charisma? Give me a bluff check, essentially.
Well, hold on,
you're going to...
Wouldn't he?
Nothing to see here. Nothing just a dwarf here. Walking over to you with his axe, exactly. Humming to himself. Aha!
Wouldn't he?
Hang on. What?
Have to make a defy danger intelligence because we need the spear to kill the demon.
This is a player choice. I'm not.
Yeah. It's not about knowing.
The dude told you needed the spear to kill the demon. I mean,
knowing is half the battle. But you know, Cassandra is in mortal danger, and I have sworn to protect her. So
I think that's
I'm going to cleave the spear.
Honorable thing to do. Just give me the spear.
Well, it is Regulus.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just acting, which is what Surtur has always done.
Just in your head.
Oh, there's an orc chief. Okay, I'm going to go kill him. Oh, there's a spear taking over Cassandra's soul. I'm going to go cut it in half.
You don't know what's taking over her soul.
No, Regulus is Regulus is torn. Because
how so?
Well, what? Surtur is doing is the right thing. The spear is clearly evil. However, we need to ram it in Malevolax.
I'll do it.
Through what?
Put the spear in Malevolax. I'll do it.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't solve the problem right now. The problem right now is
that the dwarf needs to go away from, yeah.
The dwarf is going to hack it.
If only we had a zombie to carry it until we got to
Right? Right? I choose. I'm saying
that would have been the worst thing to happen,
or the best.
You're assuming that the spear would allow you all to do that. The spear beta said, "No, I don't think so." And
but that's only if the spear holder fails the roll.
True
enough.
Nine to two there.
All right. True enough. So, are you going to try this? Is that what you're going to try?
Yes, I'm going to.
I'm going to try to take the spear back from her. Mm-hmm. Not do. I'm just going to reach over and try to grab it.
Okay. Well, are you going to try and rip it back from her?
Absolutely.
Now, are we gonna, is this gonna get to a point though where it's gonna be a possibility of you go to grab it as he's swinging the axe?
Sure, there's a possibility. It depends upon how doo-doo-doo he is and...
Alright, well let's, he's making, alright, let's do the bluff check, quote, air quotes here.
Because I'm assuming that if I were to succeed, it would supersede his desire to grab it all of a sudden.
No, my desire is there.
Well, no, it may change his action as opposed to,
yeah.
Because if you sunder it, it's not going to do any good. He may change his action to stop you from going to sunder the spear so he can grab the spear. So I don't know. But if your intention is broadcast, perhaps he may change his action. Well, let's resolve that because otherwise we
let the dice decide.
Yeah. Okay. That's why they're in my hand.
So roll.
Eight.
You fake out Cassandra. You can get close up, but Lenny's all over it. Lenny sees you going, sees what you're about to do.
So, yeah, I got my axe
behind
my back, ready to whip around, but Lenny has a clear view of it. It's like, yeah, that's not casual.
Cassandra's just sort of sitting there staring at the spear beat.
Precious.
Running down her face. Yeah, I wasn't going to do that, but okay. Owen.
Bill. Oh, sure.
What are you going to do, Lenny, about
this? Here's what I'm going to do. I see him coming. I yell at the bear to stand between us, and I'm going to go after the spear.
Okay, so the bear, all right, the bear
interposes.
Runs between you guys. Because it's doing that, any action you take, the bear can't.
I understand.
With the spear.
That's fine.
And if you want, the bear just gets between you all. He's blocking you, but it doesn't mean you're stopped.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow the flow of...
Okay, what happens is...
I understand, the bear gets my way, but
bear, the bear just sort of walks between you and Cassandra, so you're going to have to get around the bear before you can take a swipe. Meanwhile, he is moving to wrest the spear from Cassandra's hand. Regulus, you kind of sense people moving in on the spear, and, I mean, you sort of see this moving around Cassandra. Is there anything you want to do? What about you, Jack?
It's my Lochnar. It's mine.
No, there's nothing I want to do. There's not.
As the paladin in the party, who do you think is best equipped to hang on to the evil artifact so that the bad things don't happen? Yeah, Terrace is over there pointing himself.
The guy I was happy with is flying in the opposite direction.
I would like to discern realities about the box.
Ready? Yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm waiting on you.
Ooh. That's not good.
Well, there's a one-on-one die.
Wisdom, right?
Yeah. You're not real good with the wisdom.
No, I'm not real good with the wisdom at all. That's a failure.
Yay,
the
XP.
Box, the box opens.
And you're looking at the box. You kind of pull it out. And as you're looking at it,
yeah,
the latch goes and flips open on its own.
On its own.
Okay, now back to you guys.
I'm good with Surtur getting the spear.
Well, I'm not getting the spear.
He's going to break it. He's going to destroy it.
The spear.
No, I've been blocked.
Surtur is sundering.
Trying to sunder.
Lenny's about to get it.
Well, here's the thing. We're talking about an artifact.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens with the roll. But you want to jump in here?
I'm not going after that spear.
Why not?
Way.
How do you know?
Yeah, but who better to control it?
Because everybody that holds it goes nuts. I don't want any part of it.
Aren't you the...
I even told Taros I would carry it for him.
Aren't you the grand and glorious paladin?
I am.
The pillar of goodness?
He's lawful.
Not good.
Pillar of lawfulness.
Pillar of lawfulness.
Oh, you're not good?
No, I'm lawful.
I shouldn't have given you so much grief about raising debt.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding, yeah. Didn't know either. I thought he was good.
I'm lawful.
You're awful?
That too.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to...
Lenny, get the spear. I'd rather you have it than him break it.
I agree.
No one knows I'm going to break it.
That's true.
Let me discern realities and see if I can sniff his casual bluff walk.
Boy, I didn't succeed, so you would see that I had an axe out. But
yeah, the only person I think you faked out was Cassandra.
From what you said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
can I aid Lenny's role? Can I aid Lenny into getting the spear?
But yeah, I'm out of it now.
Well, you can. How are you gonna? Right. Well, how are you? He's blocked unless he tells me otherwise. I mean, it's his move to say how he's going to get around the bear. The bear is blocking him. What do you do, Surtur? He hasn't given me anything.
Well, so, I actually didn't say what do you do, Surtur.
I know. What do you want to do, Surtur? Anything?
I'm out to protect Cassandra. Lenny seems to be able to grab it. That's fine with me. Let it happen.
Okay. How are you going to aid him? In what way would you do that?
Distract Cassandra.
Okay.
How would you do that? I'm going to say, Cassandra.
Look over there!
No, I'm going to...
A bear!
I'm going to rest a gentle hand upon her shoulder, and I'm going to say it's okay.
What are you laughing about over here? Why are you sniggering? What's up?
Yeah, edit that out, jerk.
She is holding the spear of evil.
She's our friend.
And he's playing his character. He walks over, he puts his hand on her shoulder, and you go...
What? Yeah, edit it out.
I'm waiting for him to have to roll for this, and when he fails,
well,
he tries to stab him.
Well, that could happen. That could happen.
And as everyone knows, all thieves are incontinent.
I gotta go.
Especially the big ones.
Yeah, soothing platitudes.
All right, give me a...
Charisma?
Aid roll.
Bond. I want a bond. I think a bond roll is fitting for this.
2d6 plus 1.
So
aiding,
technically,
yeah.
If he's using her bond, he'd be interfering.
Even that, he's doing that too.
It's his choice.
Yeah.
He can aid or interfere.
Well, right.
So, but essentially.
But yeah, I bet he'd be interfering with her.
If he wanted to aid you, he'd need to roll against the bond with you.
Yeah, I think the way it's playing, and I think the way he's doing it, I think he can interfere, but he's doing it in a gentle way.
Well, yeah.
To get her attention. I think it's a bond. Go ahead.
So that, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Eight.
You can distract him.
Her. Cassandra.
Sorry, but
the spear knows what you're up to.
But the spear's like,
hands off, she's mine. Get his hand off of you.
And the spear lunges back at it. Unless you want to try and stop it. I mean, it's
sure
I
want to stop it.
Okay, otherwise it's going to be a roll on him. Give me a roll to control yourself.
Cassandra.
12.
Yeah.
12. Whoa, sorry. Wisdom? 10.
10. Okay, you still make it.
I drop it. I just beat it. I drop it.
No, that was to keep from stabbing him. It's not to drop it. But he can try and wrench it from you now.
Okay.
So now who's he?
Yeah. I defy danger to get out of his reach.
Lenny is going to try to wrench it from you.
Hang on. You want to defy danger?
I defy danger to get out of Lenny's reach. I don't want him to take it.
Well, at this point, you've beaten the spear enough to... You're just hanging onto the spear to keep it from stabbing him.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming up to grab it. Give me discern reality to see it coming. Because suddenly it's... Well, I don't want him to. I don't want him to take the spear when we've been talking about it for like 10 minutes now.
I want
to
drop it. I don't want anybody to hold the spear. You keep saying I can't drop it. Well, I don't want somebody else to take it.
Yeah, the spear says you've already tried to drop it, and the spear says no.
Right.
And I'm going to hold on to it until I can drop it. And you kept it.
Sure.
So we're going to let that ride.
Sure.
That roll that we just had has nothing to do with you dropping the spear.
I understand that, but I am also saying you're going to let him take the spear because you want to get rid of it. No, I want to drop the spear, and I don't want anybody to have it. That's my motivation. I don't want him to take the spear either.
That's why he's doing what he's doing.
And it's his role.
Sure.
Okay.
But he doesn't, I should get an action here, right? Well, action is defy danger to get out of his way.
But if you defy danger, you're still keeping the spear.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're hanging on to it.
Yeah. Until I can drop it. I don't want anybody else to have it.
Okay. Cause it's not a posed role. Okay. You know, cause he never got to make his role. He has yet to make his role.
Yeah, but also the other thing is that he's distracting her. He got a success with a caveat.
I got a -2 against my defy danger roll. That's what he gave me.
Or he gets the +2. Or I get a +1, or she gets a -2.
Yeah, did you put the -2 on it because of him? You had a 12 and then you said a 10?
No, I didn't roll. I didn't.
He had the wrong stat.
I have a +0
because
on wisdom.
Because wisdom is 0.
Yeah. He gets +2 on his roll.
+1
to try and pull the spear out of it.
Okay. Alright.
Unless you were to let her defy danger, then it would make sense to be a -2 to her because of the distraction.
Yeah.
So it all depends on what the next roll would be.
Yeah.
I would think.
Okay. All right. If you want to try to defy danger,
it's getting kind of confusing.
Yeah. And that's why we.
The game's really not designed for player versus player.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about here. If you're going to keep it away and stuff, but we're talking about it. We've got one action, his action, he's just going to take the spear from you, and then you throw in a counter action just before everybody starts to roll dice.
Well, yeah, but in the fiction we're creating here. I'm standing here oblivious to everybody coming up trying to take the spear out of my hand. I haven't gotten a single action to prevent anybody from doing that
yet. Okay, go ahead. That's fair enough. Make your roll. That's fair enough. Well, you did get up. You're getting all kinds of rolls.
Fighting off the spears.
I'm trying to get you experience.
Boxcars!
That's still a 10, still success, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a minus two plus...
If it's minus two from him.
Yeah.
And plus two from my dex. Still a 12.
Okay, so she steps back from you.
You don't want the spear, it's bad.
And you want it because it's bad.
No, I want to get rid of it. I'm protecting you from it.
As she cradles it.
It's bad, you don't want it.
My dear woman. Oh my dear woman. Now wait a second, I have a bond with her. She is a friend of nature. And I am going to be her friend as well because I respect what she does. So I don't want her to be corrupted by this because I think I can handle this a little bit better than she can just because looking at metagaming and I have a better wisdom than she does. So I might be able to get around some of this better than you can.
So what you
give it
is,
to me.
You're saying a big strong man's better than a little weak woman?
Has nothing to do with it.
Never mind the fact that he hasn't asked for a role to defy the spear yet.
No.
I've got the high wisdom. Not that I'm going to use it.
It did come in once.
Maybe we could construct some sort of a...
box.
Rudimentary lathe.
No, a pull behind wagon so that no one's actually touching the spear as we transport it through the...
See, nobody's tried, like,
well,
not actually touching the spear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's been sort of grabbing it and...
Yeah.
Well,
and nobody
actually,
said...
Todd's been trying to not touch it. Not Todd. Doug's been trying to not touch it all night.
Right, but the spear won't let it go.
Right. Let me take it from you, and with your help, I will drop it and we'll find some way to transport it where we need to transport it.
Oh, you had the spear up until you said we'll drop it. You totally had the spear along.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. The spear would have said, yeah, okay. Give me back to him. Yeah, you're kind of wimpy. Give me back to him.
I mean, we'll take it. We will take the spear and we will take it and use it the way that it's supposed to be used.
You can't touch the spear. Nobody can touch it.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. But what I'm saying is with your help, with your abilities to clear the mind and that kind of thing, because she helped me on that once, didn't she, last game? Yeah. With your abilities to clear the befuddlement of it, perhaps we can make better use of this. Because at some point, and we all know at this point that...
Where's that druid? He was more fun.
This is what we're going to have to use to kill Malevolax, right?
Yep.
We all know you've
been told that.
Okay.
You were told that by the dude on the mountain.
All right. So we know that somebody is going to have to, you know, stick them.
Are we having this conversation out loud?
Yes. I'm having this conversation out loud with her, and if you're there, you can hear it. The only person that's not there is Jason and the imp. So let me have it. Let me take it from you. And then together we can do something with it.
You want to aid her in dropping the spear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's do a bond.
Okay.
You want to aid her to resist the spear to hand it over to you.
Okay.
If
I don't want to hand it to him. I want to drop it.
I know you don't.
To let go of the spear and step away from it.
Yes, mm-hmm. That I'd agree with. If we're making a roll for me to hand it to him,
10.
I don't want to hand it to him.
Okay. Now you get plus
two?
One. One.
Plus one. All right, you get plus one with the aid. You can make a new roll now. To drop the spear now.
No, right, because of wisdom?
Because this is specifically what we're doing.
Right.
You just want to, yes, wisdom roll with plus one from him supporting you.
10.
10. With his help.
You let go of the spear and step back.
I drop it.
A spear's laying there in the grass.
I walk over and pick up the spear.
That's so...
I'm kidding. I don't want anything.
Okay, now I want to go first, and then I'm going to do this, and then the bear's in the way, and then...
Aren't you chaotic? That would have gotten you an easy
That would have gotten you an easy experience point if you walked over and said, fine, if you don't want it, I'll take it.
When I drop the spear, do I still feel the wanting to pick it up?
It sort of tickles in the back of your head, but not really.
Okay.
I mean, it's the physical contact with the spear that really gives the control. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, I would make it akin to smoking or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you
really want to take a drag.
Yeah, you want to, like, just for a second, just touching it for a second. Yeah, what would it hurt? Just, it's very smooth and the texture and it's so cool to the touch. You just hold it against your face.
Hey, what's
it's, that, it's that first drink of a really good bourbon.
That first smoke in the morning.
It's so good when it hits your lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, first thing in the morning.
It's my grandfather. It's like, anything better than the first smoke in the morning is the last smoke of the day.
We should wrap up the spear so no one can touch it until we need it.
What?
At this point in time, the box pops open.
Yeah. And, no. The lid pops just a little bit. But let's talk about Taros for a second.
All right, Taros.
You all fly, and this is all going on. We'll say this actually transpires, takes a little longer. He says,
there's the tree.
And he actually gets you to a tree that's closer. It's the one that you all came out of. It's near the pit. So you actually fly back toward where the orcs are.
Okay. That's Lenny and the imp?
When they first came out. And he says,
Lenny the imp and the bear.
He says,
there's the tree there. Come on.
I'll go down, say the magic words. I'll put my hand on the tree and say the magic words.
You fall through the tree. Actually, do I want to make this a move or do I? No, you fall through the tree. We'll let you talk to Malevolax next game. Okay. yeah, you fall, you and Squiggy get swallowed up by the tree. So, what do y'all do with the spear? Do you wrap it up? I grab some cloth
and wrap it up.
Okay,
and
that'll work.
Bind it, and then I put it in my pack where it's kind of sticking out.
Okay.
But it's wrapped up.
Yeah, you can hear it sort of talking to you. You can feel it, but it's not able to control it. Yeah.
Boy, man.
Okay, so you've wrapped the spear up.
Yep.
And you stick in your backpack. Yep. All right, good enough. What do you want to do? You've got you being Jack. You're looking at the box.
Just for point of reference, Jack is kind of there, but off by himself, right?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Yeah,
he's sort of sitting there. You guys are dealing with the spear, wrapping it up. Regulus, Surtur. I don't know what
the
you
way
guys
I've
are...
seen it all the time.
Yeah, describe it to me as it's in your head.
This is what I say. All the time this is going on. Every now and then I look up and I'm like, eh, forget them. And because I'm paying attention to the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started.
So you're over to the side.
Box,
yeah.
And I, you know, knock on the ground a little bit. And whatever happens at one point, the latch goes.
No.
Right?
No. You're holding the box.
No, when I failed the roll.
Yes, but the latch is not. You're looking at the box, you're messing with it. The latch does not pop.
I thought that's what you said.
Let me finish. The latch does not pop as a result of you tinkering with it.
Yeah. No,
it sort of pops almost on its own.
Yeah.
You can sort of think, well, maybe I caused that to happen. Okay. Well, I'm a really good thief. And then it's sort of, whatever's in there is sort of bopping the lid a little bit.
I'm not hiding the box. But I'm not oriented towards them. I'm just kind of like, I'm absorbed in it.
Okay.
Apart from what's going on.
Do you open the box?
Yeah, if the latch pops, cause I'm a great thief, I must have done something. I open the box.
Okay. You open the box. And it's just, smooth wood on the inside. There's not like padding or anything. And inside you see what appears to be a large white marble. And as you're looking at it, it rolls and there's an iris and it looks right at you.
No.
And the pupil goes, flink, and opens and closes. And that's where we'll stop.
Yay.
Ew.
As a kid.
Like Stiggy and Witch?
What I was thinking of is as a kid, the thing that weirded me out most was the movie, the ring with the eyeball in it from Beastmaster.
Mm-hmm.
That wigged me out as a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, initially I'd considered putting a bracelet in here, because he's whining about his bracelet, but I think the eye's better.
And I can continue to whine about the bracelet.
It's because birds gotta fly, fish gotta swim.
You know it. It would be better if it was just a white marble. He's like, oh, this is cool. And he pulls it and he's looking at it and everybody else sees the eye.
That would be even better.
No, it's like, it's a glass eye and it just rolls over in it. And as the pupil looks at it, the iris goes, it just sort of opens and closes a little bit.
It puckers.
Yeah.
Does it open and close remaining circular, or is it like a cat's eye, or like a goat eye?
Cat's eye. Goat eye? What is goat eye? I don't know what this means.
Look at a goat's eye.
Really?
It's like an hourglass.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to do hourglass because that's too...
Raceland.
Yeah, it's too Raceland. But, and cat eye may be a little too cliche, but I like it.
Different color.
It's like a cat eye. Yeah, it's like yellow. It's like a yellow.
Perry Doe.
Well, very, very orcish in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Jason, you and Squiggy stand up in a corridor, or in a room with a bunch of portals. And he says,
let's go talk to Malevolax.
We'll stop there. Okay. Let's talk through stuff. All right. Interesting game. This and from a, you know, from a dealing with the spear kind of thing. And it's a lot of this.
Yeah, but I mean, there's,
it's almost forced player on player, but and if you guys are, I don't want it to become something where you guys are like, well, this stinks. Every time I pick up a spear, it's a roll, you know, but kind of that's the way it needs to be sometimes.
Look,
but I think you all have a healthy respect now for the spear that you didn't have before. Jason, Taros is like, ah, we need to play with the spear some more.
Yep. Like, my character was kind of back off from this most of the time. I was having fun watching how they were dealing with this thing. Okay, I thought it was great. I mean, these four guys just, they don't even know what's going on. They're like, I'm gonna break it. No, it was great. Loved it.
Okay.
Loved it.
Well, that's a thumbs up from Roy.
Yes.
Fan favorite Jack.
Fan favorite Jack. Okay, so don't forget you're down to 8 hit points. Let's go through the end of session.
Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Animating is unhealthy for your spirit.
Animation is a dangerous tool.
Never bet with Surtur.
All
trees have a magic word.
Orc mothers can remove their eyes.
Yeah, y'all knew the tree teleport. You just hadn't figured out how to make it work. You just know that it's a password, basically. I don't know. We learned
command
anything.
Words for the portal.
Yeah,
I can operate the portal now.
Yeah, but it's not still.
Well, it is. It's an advantage for me. Later on, I can
either
escape or
no
get you here.
Way of getting into.
That's not.
My
I don't think that's
realm
like a,
before.
Well, you still don't have a way because you all don't know about it. And he took it with him. I don't think this. Maybe later. But yeah, at this point, no. I don't think we've learned it. I don't think you've learned anything essentially new about the world. This time.
Did we overcome a notable monster or enemy?
I'm going to say yes.
We did short-circuit the spear,
you
at least for the moment.
The spear for the moment. Hmm. I'm going to give you one for that. I think Bill's read them. Okay, what else?
Did we loot a more memorable treasure?
No.
Nay.
Did I give you the experience? We don't know what the eye is yet. It's not that memorable yet.
Yeah.
All right. How about Bonds?
I want to say that the one that I had with Cassandra, friend of nature, and I'll be her friend as well. Because I got her to, I mean, I used that specifically to get her to drop the spear.
But is it resolved?
Are you done with it?
Are you done with it?
Are you moving it on?
Yes, I want to move that one on. Yeah, I do.
Does Cassandra agree with you?
Sure.
And whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means anyway. Sure.
Yeah, that's something I don't quite grok about it either. It's like, well, why wouldn't I agree with that?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Doug, Cassandra.
I have resolved the bond. The spear is dangerous. Protect Lenny from it.
I think you've...
No. No. I don't...
Well, you let it. He's got it in his backpack. And you were fighting very, very vociferously about that earlier. So yeah, I think...
Passionately.
Zealously.
I'm going to resolve my Cassandra bond as well. Actually, saying that she can be trusted in battle, I was actually more or less asking her to trust me for a change. Depends on if you'll let me work that two ways.
You want to change the bond?
I want to resolve it.
Okay.
I want to rewrite one next week.
Well, okay.
I think Cassandra stood by me in battle and can be trusted completely. Actually, I was getting her to trust me tonight by saying it's okay.
Well, you could argue it from a different point that you no longer believe that because of the way she behaved with the spear.
But she did drop it.
I'm just, you know.
She dropped it after he talked her into dropping it. After Lenny talked her into dropping it.
That would still be a resolution.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, how dare Lenny get between me and Cassandra? I mean, I don't know. But I mean, you can still resolve it. I mean, you get the XP, you still resolve it, and it's just color for your next bond and how the story maybe moves on from this point.
Okay, maybe from a lawful standpoint, maybe seeing Cassandra, my trusted ally, bloodlusted by holding the sphere the spear makes me not feel as though she's quite as trustworthy.
Easily swayed.
By evil.
Like everybody else at this
point. Right. That's why I'm not, that's why I want to rewrite one next week, because I don't think anybody can be trusted with the spear.
I've made no attempt to get it.
Neither have I.
Break it. And all I did was kill orcs. 16 of them.
That was comic relief from the player. I should have gotten the humor award if this was Burning Wheel.
I would have given you a humor reward and being chaotic reward if you'd gone, if you'd grabbed that spear.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Now you got the.
I've got an eyeball.
Now you got the. Oh, I'm going to back off my lame, my statement. I'll be lame award, which is nothing.
Perpetual. Yeah.
Perpetual.
Dude, I got an eyeball.
You got the finger and thumb on your forehead reward.
Got the eyeball. We call it.
I've got the eye of Agamotto.
We're going to award you with a jowl.
Please.
No, go ahead. What do you got, Taros?
Nothing.
Nothing. Alignment.
Eliminate an unnatural menace.
Nope.
Not yet.
You might want to think about rewarding that or your alignment objective. You're neutral, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of those is like befriend a powerful enemy or befriend.
That's
a powerful
neutral.
Ally.
Make an ally of someone
chaotic
powerful.
Chaotic is destroy a symbol of civilization.
Well, there are other options, right, in the book.
In the book, and you might want to consider them, considering where you are, and because what you can do is, I want to change it for tonight. I want to change my alignment objective for tonight and play toward that. And I, you know, anybody can do that. If you want to change your alignment objective for the night and say, this is what I want to go for tonight, do it. Get the experience. Yay! Good for you. Okay.
I got nothing tonight.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Nothing from Jack.
Oh, it's a quick...
Your turn.
Okay. All right. So, I guess that's it for tonight. Good game. Any suggestions? Anything I know is a little irritating with the rolls with the spear? No, you don't. You're shaking your head. Yeah. We're all cool.
No, I was planning to get it away from him. That was my whole plan. So.
I thought that was great.
I'm happy with how it all worked out.
Yeah, and I think it fit. Once we talked it through and we knew where I was sort of going. Maybe I wasn't understanding what you were saying. And with rolls like this, it especially with this, I like the whole burning wheel theory. Let it ride. Mm-hmm. Okay, you say I want to try to drop the spear, and until something changes to change that, you know, if you make or fail that roll, we're going to stick with whatever you get. So if you fail the roll, you're going to hang on to the spear until there's something else going on, and that something else was them talking to you and giving you the bonus and the fortitude to say no.
Yeah, but one difference between this and Burning Wheel is that if you fail in your objective, there is a harsh penalty to it as given by the DM, where in Burning Wheel, it just doesn't happen. So
sometimes.
You can say, I want to drop the spear. Oh, you fail. Stab Todd. Okay, I want to drop the spear. You fail. You stab Roy. I want to drop the spear. Okay, who you want to stab
well,
next?
No, wait a minute.
Try to drop it over and over again.
No, there's plenty of times that we roll, and then, okay, what's your failure? What happens if you fail to do that?
Oh, no,
that?
No. He's talking about...
In this game.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is in Burning Wheel, it happens the same way, too.
Yeah. Right, but
what's your failure? What happens?
You don't
fail?
Keep rolling on things. So let it ride plays through.
Yeah, because I think eventually you got to move on. Because otherwise, you just say, "No, I'm gonna try and drop the spear." All right, fail. You stab Todd. No, I'm dropping the spear now because I decided that stabbing Todd was a bad thing, and I feel horrible about it. I don't want to drop the spear. No, I don't drop the spear. I fail the roll again. Okay, you stab Joe. And you keep going. Eventually, you just got to say, "We got to move on from this," and you just have to hold the spear for a little while longer until the story changes.
Until Joe dies. Keep holding the spear. Keep stabbing.
Had a character die in this campaign.
Really? Still?
Bitter much?
Ooh. Ooh. Why I oughta. All right. Anything else anybody wants to add and want to throw in?
No.
Okay. Good game, guys.
Good game.
We'll
good game.
See you next week.
Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
So, the moral of tonight's episode is never bet with a dwarf. Now, send us some feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. In case you were wondering, we do still have some dice. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Dungeon World is copyright Sage Latora and Adam Coypel.